peace with God.
We're just a little over 2 weeks away from celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. When you pause and consider who the Christ child was, it's hard not to be left silent in wonder.
Now Christ is the visible expression of the invisible God. He existed before creation began.
As if that's not amazing enough, Billy Graham says there's also this amazing truth about Jesus.
Everything that you and I have been searching for in all of our lives is in Him.
It can be easy to forget that during the Christmas season when we see so many images of Jesus as a baby in the manger. But Billy Graham reminds you today that He's the all-powerful Son of God who loves you personally. This is Peace with God, an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. I'm Bill Meyer, and also on today's program, a look at the recent My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham outreach.
It's the gospel that can break through all of that and give people hope and joy unspeakable and full of glory, which is what the Bible promises.
You'll hear more from My Hope's Steve Rhodes in just about 10 minutes.
Peace with God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
peacewithgodradio.org or 888-61-JESUS.
888-61-JESUS.
The message you're going to hear on today's edition of Peace with God is titled simply, Truth. It comes from Billy Graham's 1959 crusade in Melbourne, Australia. Let's listen.
Now I want you to turn for our text this evening to the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. We read these words. Then said Jesus to those which believed on Him, if ye continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered Him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest that ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And then I want you to turn with me to the 18th chapter of John, beginning at the 36th verse, for another text. Jesus answered. He's talking to Pilate now in the judgment hall. My kingdom is not of this world. If My kingdom were this world, then would My servants fight that I should not be delivered. But now is My kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto Him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth My voice. Pilate saith unto Him, what is truth? What is truth? There has never been a more penetrating question ever asked than the question asked by Pontius Pilate 2,000 years ago to Jesus Christ. What is truth? Men all over the world today are engaged in searching for truth in every realm of life. And yet, one of the most astounding claims that has ever been made by any man in history was made by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I am the truth. Muhammad never said that. Buddha never said that. Confucius never said that. Now, either Jesus Christ was what He claimed to be, or Jesus Christ is a liar and a fraud and a charlatan. And every person in this audience tonight has to decide which one He is. If Jesus Christ is the incarnation of truth, then nothing else in life matters except Him. I should follow Him. I should give everything I have to Him and His cause. But if Jesus Christ is not what He claimed to be, then He's one of the greatest liars of history. And you and I have to face what I call the inescapable Christ. He cannot be avoided. You have to do something with Him. You have to decide whether He is what He claimed to be, or whether He is a fraud. Who was this Christ? What is it? He stood up before the men of His day and said, I am the truth. Again, the Bible says about Him, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. The Logos, which was Christ, was truth. In Psalm 85:10, the Bible says, mercy and truth are met together. And the scientist today is seeking for ultimate truth. We are trying to find the origin of life. The Bible says in Colossians, the first chapter, beginning at the 15th verse, these words. Now Christ is the visible expression of the invisible God. He existed before creation began. For it was through Him, I'm reading from the Bible now, for it was through Him that everything was made, whether spiritual or material, seen or unseen. Through Him and for Him were created power, dominion, ownership, and authority. In fact, listen to this, every single thing was created through and for Him. He is both the first principle and the upholding principle of the whole scheme of creation. The Bible indicates that all life sprang from Christ. The Bible indicates that He holds all things together. I do not have time to go into any scientific explanation tonight of the universe. I don't need to an intelligent audience like this. But this microphone, or this desk, is made up of atoms. Those atoms are held together by a mysterious cohesive power. That mysterious cohesive power that holds all things together, the Bible says, is Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ were to let go for one moment, this universe would blow up, according to the Bible. You say, Billy, can you prove that? No. I cannot. I'll go further and say that I cannot even prove the existence of God. You cannot put the mighty God in a test tube. You cannot put Him in a mathematical formula. And I know many people that say, I will not believe in God unless I can see Him and touch Him. God is an infinite being. He is a spirit. He does not have a body of flesh and blood like ours. And if you come to God, you must come by faith. That's the reason Jesus said, you must become as a little child. You must become with childlike faith to God, to Jesus Christ. He is the mighty God, according to the Bible, that created the whole universe. And if you come to Him, you'll have to come by faith. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You shall know Christ, and Christ shall set you free. The Bible says He is the truth. I know that there's a God because down in my heart, I know there's a God. I was born with an innate knowledge of God, And no atheistic system in the world can destroy this image of God within the human breast. And so I accept this God by faith. But I find that Jesus Christ is God's Son, that He Himself is God, that He is God incarnate, that He is truth. And what Pilate was looking for stood before him. Pilate said, "What is truth?" And standing before him was a lowly Nazarene, just a carpenter. But here was the mighty God in human flesh, the incarnation of truth, everything that Pilate and his generation had been searching for in the halls of science was standing before him. Everything that you and I have been searching for in all of our lives is in Him.
Yes, Jesus is everything that you've been searching for. You can learn more at peacewithgodradio.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. That's peacewithgodradio.org. And you can also call us. Our number is 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787. You'll hear the rest of Billy Graham's message, Truth, in just a moment.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
Matt became a Christian. Matt began reading his Bible, began learning more and more about God. Then Matt got the news that his mom was diagnosed with breast cancer.
What does it mean to have this head knowledge of who God is and how He's sovereign and He's in control of everything? How does that play out in real life when you find out your mom is stricken with this disease?
Before he knew that his mom would survive her cancer, Matt began desperately seeking God in the pages of the Bible.
Our revelation of God is in Scripture. I mean, he speaks to us so vibrantly in the living Word. So for me, it was just meditation on that Word that I actually felt the very presence of God, the very power of God.
You see, God's given us the Bible, not just to learn about Him.
You can put your trust in the Lord. You don't just know about the Lord, but you're putting your trust in the Lord.
Put your trust in the Lord and find comfort in His Word. Learn more at BillyGraham.org. Click on Grow Your Faith, BillyGraham.org.
Thanks for being with us for this edition of Peace with God. It's been 1 month since My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham released its outreach programs. The DVDs were released on November 7th, Billy Graham's 96th birthday.
In the United States and Canada and the United Kingdom, across all three nations, we've seen tens of thousands of churches that have said yes to a partnership with Billy Graham, and to think carefully, to be thoughtful, and to be prayerful about how best to reach the local community.
Steve Rhodes is vice president of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association's My Hope Outreach.
It's been exciting to see churches say, yeah, we'll do something. We will use the resources that Billy Graham has provided, this new film, Heaven, in the United States and in Canada, and also The Cross in the United Kingdom, as a way to simply share Jesus.
The way churches have chosen to use the My Hope resources to simply share Jesus has taken a lot of different forms.
There were 10 churches that collaborated together in Superior, Nebraska. And hundreds of people turned up for that event, and they had 10 people that came to Christ. There were pastors in Liverpool, England, that got together and rented a local cinema there and put up adverts all over town inviting people as though it was almost like a movie premiere. 1 week after the release, there was an outreach hosted at a work camp, a prison work camp in Daytona Beach, and they had about 33 prisoners that turned up, a non-mandatory event, and there were 7 men who came to Christ as a result of that.
Steve says the outreaches continue, with churches planning events for later this year and even into the Easter season of 2015. He says every My Hope outreach provides a beacon of light to those living in a culture of darkness.
Even though we live in that kind of a culture, it's the gospel that can break through all of that and give people hope and joy unspeakable and full of glory, which is what the Bible promises.
You can learn more about My Hope 2014 with Billy Graham by going to myhopewithbillygraham.org.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
There's hope.
Peace with God.
Peace with God.
The title of today's message is Truth. Billy Graham's examining Jesus Christ's claim that he is truth and what that means for you.
He is the embodiment of truth. And he said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Ye! That means everybody. All of you. The entire world. All cultures and races and languages of men. Ye! Then know this, secondly, shall know. It's not optional. You must know the truth if you are to be free. You can reject the truth, but you will have to pay the consequences. You can reject the truth as it is in Christ, and you have that ability and that right if you want to, because you have a will of your own. But if you reject the truth, you'll pay for it with an emptiness, frustration, confusion, lack of peace, lack of joy. And in the end, there will be destruction and judgment and hell. Because you see, you were made to know the truth. He is the truth. What does the truth do? It makes us free. You say, well, I'm not bound. I'm not a prisoner. Aren't you? The Bible indicates you are a prisoner. There are thousands of you sitting in this great stadium this evening that are prisoners. You're prisoners of pride. You're in bondage to immorality. You're in bondage to some narcotic. You're a prisoner of your fears and frustrations. You're a prisoner. And you long to be free. I tell you tonight, ye shall know the truth, and the truth that is in Christ shall make you free. First, you can be free from the penalty of sin. The entire Bible is filled with stories of sin. The Bible never covers up sin. It never makes it look glamorous. It always teaches that sin brings judgment. The Bible tells the true story about men, and the Bible has concluded that all have sinned. Every person in this audience tonight, the speaker, we are all sinners in the sight of God. We have broken God's law. We've broken His commandments. We've come short of His righteousness. We are sinners. We are displeasing to God. And as a result of our sin, there is a penalty. The penalty is death. Death to the body, yes. Death to the soul, here and now. Separated from God because of sin. The soul empty and void, searching, trying to find an answer to the problems of life, but never finding it. And dying in misery and frustration and confusion. Jesus Christ, the embodiment of truth, came to die in your place. He went to the cross that we might be set free. We are under the penalty of sin. The penalty is death. Jesus took our death on the cross. He died in our place. And that's why you have a cross. And that's why when Good Friday comes around, we remember the death of Christ. Every time you go to church and take Holy Communion, you're remembering the death of Christ. And on every Catholic church and Protestant church in Australia, you'll see a cross. Why? Why does the church put such an emphasis on the cross? The cross was the place of the execution of criminals, because on that cross, Jesus Christ, the incarnation of truth, died in your place. Died for the penalty of sin. And he says, I'll set you free. I'll free you from sin. What a wonderful thing to go to bed tonight and know that every sin is forgiven. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And then the second thing, he says that he will free us from the power of sin. You don't want to do bad, but you do it. You don't want to lie, but you do tell a lie. You don't want to be jealous, but you are jealous. You don't want to be unforgiving, but you are unforgiving. You don't want to be proud, but you are proud. You don't want to commit immorality, but you do commit it. You don't want to get drunk, but you do get drunk. There's a pull. There's a tug pulling you down always. And it's a struggle for the best of people to keep above the mire of evil all around us. There's a mystery, and it's called in the Bible the mystery of iniquity, the mystery of lawlessness. The Bible talks about a mystery. A mystery. That is the power of sin. The power of sin to grip a man. Jesus says, I'll free you. I'll set you free. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the Bible says sin shall no longer have dominion over you. It will not rule you. It will not be king and lord and master of you any longer. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be free from those things that are binding you and holding you down? You can be. By simply giving your life to Jesus Christ. You have to do it by faith, mind you. How do you do it? You do it first by repenting of your sin. That means that you're willing to acknowledge that you have sinned, and it means that you're willing to turn from your sins, but secondly, it means more. It means that you receive Christ by faith. Now, that is a definite act of your will. Right now, where you are, you can receive Christ. The moment you receive Christ as your Savior and Lord, the Bible teaches the Holy Spirit comes in and transforms and changes your life. And that is called in the Bible regeneration. The renewal of life. You receive new life. That can happen to you right now. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
And that's why the message of Jesus Christ is called the good news. It sets you free. There's no better news in all the world. You can find out more at peacewithgodradio.org. Click on Grow Your Faith. That's peacewithgodradio.org. If you'd like to talk to someone about surrendering your life to Jesus, give us a call at 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787.
Peace
with
God.
Find us at peacewithgodradio.org.
In the message you just heard, Billy Graham urged you not to waste any more time and to begin a relationship with Jesus Christ right now. A relationship, says Billy Graham's grandson Will, involves talking and listening.
Have you ever had questions you wanted to ask God? The prophet Habakkuk did. Now, he had questions and wanted God to answer them. And in this story, we see a wonderful example of a man who had faith in the Lord to answer and at the same time ready to respond with obedience when God did answer. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1, we see that the prophet knew that when God answered, he needed to correct his life according to what God said. Now, when we live by sight, then we expect God to do whatever we tell him to do and to fix what we think needs to be fixed. But a righteous man who lives by faith realizes that when God speaks, it requires us to adjust. When God answers our questions in life, it's not for the purpose of God adapting to our plan, but it is him telling us how to get back on his perfect plan. Live by faith and not by sight. For Peace with God, I'm Will Graham.
You can listen back to Will's teaching and his grandfather's message on the truth of Jesus Christ anytime you like by getting a free CD of today's program. You can also share that CD with someone else. Just give us a call and let us know you'd like the free CD of this edition of Peace with God. The phone number is 888-61-JESUS. That's 888-615-3787. Be sure to join us again next week as Franklin Graham explains that Jesus Christ is the only way to get to heaven.
You see, you come to God, you've got to come his way. And what happens is man wants to make his own way. He wants to set the rules. He wants to set the stage. He wants to put the parameters up. You can't do that. You come to God, you got to come His way.
That's next week here on Peace with God. In the meantime, would you consider investing in the work of telling others that Jesus Christ is their only hope for heaven? You can give online at peacewithgodradio.org. That's peacewithgodradio.org. Or make your donation over the phone by calling 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787. As a thank you for your gift of any amount, we'll send you a copy of the Tommy Coombs Band CD, Running Home to Me. The number again is 888-61-JESUS, 888-615-3787, or give online at peacewithgodradio.org. Thanks for being with us today. I'm Bill Meyer. Peace with God is an outreach of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Always good news.